The world is but a show, vain and empty, a mere nothing, bearing the semblance of reality. Set not your affections upon it. Break not the bond that uniteth you with your Creator, and be not of those that have erred and strayed from his ways. Verily I say, the world is like the vapor in a desert, which the thirsty dreameth to be water and striveth after it with all his might, until when he cometh unto it, he findeth it to be mere Ilislan. Baha'u'llah. The world is but a show, vain and empty, a mere nothing, bearing the semblance of reality. Set not your affections upon it. Break not the bond that uniteth you with your Creator, and be not of those that have erred and strayed from his ways. Verily I say, the world is like the vapor in a desert, which the thirsty dreameth to be water and striveth after it with all his might, until when he cometh unto it, he findeth it to be mere Ilislan. Baha'u'llah. Know ye that by backthe world is meant your unawareness of him who is your maker, and your absorption in aught else but him. The backthe to come, on the other hand, signifieth the things that give you a safe approach to God, the all-glorious, the incomparable. Whatsoever deterreth you, in this day, from loving God is nothing but the world. Flee it, that ye may be numbered with the blessed. Should a man wish to adorn himself with the ornaments of the earth, to wear its apparels, or partake of the benefits it can bestow, no harm can befall him, if he alloweth nothing whatever to intervene between him and God, for God bath ordained every good thing, whether created in the heavens or in the earth, for such of his servants as truly believe in him. Eat ye, O people, of the good things which God bath allowed you, and deprive not yourselves from his wondrous bounties. Render thanks and praise unto him, and be of them that are truly thankful. Baha'u'llah. Know ye that by backthe world is meant your unawareness of him who is your maker, and your absorption in aught else but him. The backthe to come, on the other hand, signifieth the things that give you a safe approach to God, the all-glorious, the incomparable. Whatsoever deterreth you, in this day, from loving God is nothing but the world. Flee it, that ye may be numbered with the blessed. Should a man wish to adorn himself with the ornaments of the earth, to wear its apparels, or partake of the benefits it can bestow, no harm can befall him, if he alloweth nothing whatever to intervene between him and God, for God bath ordained every good thing, whether created in the heavens or in the earth, for such of his servants as truly believe in him. Eat ye, O people, of the good things which God bath allowed you, and deprive not yourselves from his wondrous bounties. Render thanks and praise unto him, and be of them that are truly thankful. Baha'u'llah. Such is this mortal abode, a storehouse of afflictions and suffering. It is ignorance that binds man to it, for no comfort can be secured by any soul in this world, from monarch down to the most humble commoner. If once this life should offer a man a sweet cup, 100 bitter ones will follow, such is the condition of this world. The wise man, therefore, doth not attach himself to this mortal life, and doth not depend upon it, at some moments, even, he eagerly wisheth for death that he may thereby be freed from these sorrows and afflictions. Abdu'l-Baha. Such is this mortal abode, a storehouse of afflictions and suffering. It is ignorance that binds man to it, for no comfort can be secured by any soul in this world, from monarch down to the most humble commoner. If once this life should offer a man a sweet cup, 100 bitter ones will follow, such is the condition of this world. The wise man, therefore, doth not attach himself to this mortal life, and doth not depend upon it, at some moments, even, he eagerly wisheth for death that he may thereby be freed from these sorrows and afflictions. Abdu'l-Baha. O thou handmaid aflame with the fire of God's love. Grieve thou not over the troubles and hardships of this nether world, nor be thou glad in times of ease and comfort, for both shall pass away. This present life is even as a swelling wave, or a mirage, or drifting shadows. Could ever a distorted image on the desert serve as refreshing waters? No, by the Lord of Lords. Never can reality and the mere semblance of reality be one, and white is the difference between fancy and fact, between truth and the phantom thereof. Know thou that the kingdom is the real world, and this nether place is only its shadow stretching out. A shadow hath no life of its own, its existence is only a fantasy, and nothing more, it is but images reflected in water, and seeming as pictures to the eye. Abdu'l-Baha. O thou handmaid aflame with the fire of God's love. Grieve thou not over the troubles and hardships of this nether world, nor be thou glad in times of ease and comfort, for both shall pass away. This present life is even as a swelling wave, or a mirage, or drifting shadows. Could ever a distorted image on the desert serve as refreshing waters? No, by the Lord of Lords. Never can reality and the mere semblance of reality be one, and white is the difference between fancy and fact, between truth and the phantom thereof. Know thou that the kingdom is the real world, and this nether place is only its shadow stretching out. A shadow hath no life of its own, its existence is only a fantasy, and nothing more, it is but images reflected in water, and seeming as pictures to the eye. Abdu'l-Baha. These few brief days shall pass away, this present life shall vanish from our sight, the roses of this world shall be fresh and fair no more, the garden of this earth's triumphs and delights shall droop and fade. The spring season of life shall turn into the autumn of death, the bright joy of palace halls give way to moonless dark within the tomb. And therefore is none of this worth loving at all, and to this the wise will not anchor his heart. Abdu'l-Baha. These few brief days shall pass away, this present life shall vanish from our sight, the roses of this world shall be fresh and fair no more, the garden of this earth's triumphs and delights shall droop and fade. The spring season of life shall turn into the autumn of death, the bright joy of palace halls give way to moonless dark within the tomb. And therefore is none of this worth loving at all, and to this the wise will not anchor his heart. Abdu'l-Baha. Life is a load which must be carried on while we are on earth, but the cares of the lower things of life should not be allowed to monopolize all the thoughts and aspirations of a human being. Abdu'l-Baha. Life is a load which must be carried on while we are on earth, but the cares of the lower things of life should not be allowed to monopolize all the thoughts and aspirations of a human being. Abdu'l-Baha.